This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go. And I got to leave early today to go watch idiots explode. Hopefully, there'll be footage that just is never-ending of morons blowing up as they run across what is an active bombing range with hidden IEDs and all sorts of stuff, thinking that they're going to find a couple aliens, which they won't. Please run across the unexploded minefield I've been reading so much about, you hippie morons and your stupid alien fest. They expected 2 million people. They got maybe like 1,100. But that's enough for me. 1,100, that's still a lot of idiots blowing up. So Area 51, go get them, boys. Storm it hard. Storm it hard. It's today.
Well, it was supposed to go down at 3 a.m.
Yeah, they delayed it a little bit because no one was there. But
is that their sneak attack? 3 a.m.?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
This is a real thing? I thought it was just a joke.
No, they had to. Well, it turned into like the Fire Festival. They were charging for different levels of showing up.
What?
Yeah.
My son wanted to go.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Of course. He's a mush-headed 13-year-old boy. That's what dummies do. You got to be a parent and say you're an idiot, a mush-head idiot, and you're not going to go to that. But, yeah, so they lined up. They got out there, and it's Area 51. Storm the castle. It reminds me a lot of when we used to storm the Renaissance Fair, except for if the Renaissance Fair had hidden some landmines.
Oh.
That would have made that whole
made
thing
more treacherous.
A little different. Yeah. It would have been a little bit different.
Just pits.
For Eric and his midget friend Chewy to run towards the phony king of the Renaissance Festival, had we known that they had like a real trebuchet or something like that and chucked fiery, oily rags at Eric, that would have been a little bit more fun. But it's also as anticlimactic as it had been when we finally did storm the castle.
10 years and I finally got to the king.
And there it was, like, well, okay. See you guys.
Well done.
See you, actor. And then it was over. And they're like, are you going to do it again next year? It's like, no, you guys kind of ruined it by welcoming us. It was stupid.
Well, I bowed down.
Yeah, you had to bow to the king. And what else are you going to do? He's
a king.
He's an actor. But
he's a Renaissance king.
Part-time king, part-time landscape.
Bow down or you'll get arrested.
Yeah, right. Not really. Couldn't arrest you for it. They were inviting people out. It was just kind of it was fun to try to get the security guards to open the gates, and then finally they did. That was really who we were storming, as the VIP security guards charged with guarding the stupid Renaissance Festival. But this Area 51 thing, it's completely not successful if they don't have some sort of weird Braveheart moment where all of them charge and run across the field of bombs, which they're idiots. Some guy was on TV last night, goes, I don't know that they realize that this is not just some secret place that they hide aliens. It is an active bombing range. It is a place where we place out, you know,
test stuff.
Well, yeah, they test on people, on bodies and stuff, not human, like living, but
corpse.
Like, yeah, they have corpse tests and stuff, and they blow up bombs and then go out and see what it did to them. And they do all sorts of like crazy ground burials. And sometimes they're like, I don't know if we got them all.
Is this why the military's been confirming UFOs lately? Like maybe they're trying to chill these people
out.
Yeah,
you guys need to calm down.
They do exist.
Yeah.
Here's some video.
What would be also awesome is to see 1,100 of these idiots in their alien shirts hogtied with zip ties getting thrown in the back of Humvees and trucks and things as they're arrested and driven off. Because they broke on to
qualified for a test.
You can, in 2019, the last thing you can do. Yeah, and then we'll put them in a chair and blow them up. That's great stuff. You can't charge military facilities.
You can.
Sure you can. I guess you're right. You can. You shouldn't charge military facilities. Because if you do, you deserve to be shot. You just deserved it. It's the terrorist world where everybody's kind of like, well, anybody running at me with signs that say, don't come in here, but they ignore that, probably has, like, bombs strapped to them, so let's kill that person. So I hope all these hippies get blown up.
You know, John, just bring out the alien remains that we've been hiding.
Yeah, just for those guys, just for them.
Yeah.
Just have an announcement on the bullhorn.
I need all you weirdos to turn your phones off. We're going to scramble your signals in just a second, and we're going to release Belmac 4531. He arrived here in 1957. He has some words he wants to say to you.
And they'll be like, what? Whoa.
He knows when your phones are on, so he won't come out and tell you. Shut all that down.
And then just have a guy come out and go, hello. the secret to all of eternal life is love. And then he leaves. And the hippies are like, I saw it, dude. And then they've got the dumbest story of all time.
I was there.
And then they blow up as they walk back to their cars because the whole time they were looking at the alien, military guys were burying bombs back in the parking lot for them to step on and explode. Don't you guys have jobs? That's another thing. If you have time to go out to Area 51.
Yeah, but people can get the weekend off.
It's terrible. You know? It's just a waste. If your boss gives you the day off, he hates you at work. I want to go to the Storm Area 51 thing. Of course you do, Trevor. Of course you do. We've been anticipating this. You go do that.
HelloJobbing.com. I've got
an opening. Yeah, I've got an opening. Fill it with anybody with an IQ of higher than 88. Because I'm losing them like crazy over here.
I don't think there's too many of them. Just tell them what they're doing on their day off. I'm just taking a day off.
Right. I think they're
grandstand.
They're super proud. I agree.
Absolutely.
Well, 9 Beer Friday, as you all know, I'll be storming Area 51 and revealing all the secrets of aliens. It's like, great, great. The call center will miss you. It's going to be
you'll be laughing Monday.
It's going to be a tough Friday of us calling people who haven't paid their bills. I'm sure we'll never fill your position again. It's going to be tough here at the Auto Glass Place to put another ass in your chair, but we'll try to find some college kid who'll do it. Some elderly person who's bored at home. Area 51. And I stopped that right at 551. Also, my favorite story maybe ever from 2019 is Justin Trudeau's press conference yesterday. Prime Minister Trudeau.
Oh, so gets
somebody unleashes a picture of him in blackface back in 1991 or 90. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And then they're like, are there more? Yeah. How many? I don't know. I didn't remember the one you showed me, but I know there's a bunch of them. I know there's a lot of. How many times do you think you did this? A lot. And he'd sing Deo in blackface. And then I don't know how they managed to get him through.
That was at a variety show.
Yeah, he was at a high school talent show in Canada. He blackfaced and sang Deo. And then somebody, I'm sure, said, that guy's going to be prime minister of this country.
But he's been nervous about this for years.
Oh, can you imagine sitting on this and watching all these other people's lives go? And they go, let's see what Mr. Trudeau, what do you think about these kids at the Ottawa College in blackface at a party? What do you think of? What should we do with them? You're the leader of Canada. Oh, it's about learning and education. And anyway, so right then, Justin Trudeau, powerful words about blackface. And then it comes out that he's got like a bunch. And he won't say how many times he's done it because he can't remember. And he doesn't know how many pictures and how many different events were photographed. So just basically his press conference yesterday was, brace yourselves, Canada. This is going to get weird. And Canada's like, well, he is still handsome. That's all they seem to care about with that guy. It's like how good looking he is. He's blackface Trudeau. And it doesn't seem to like. I mean, he probably loses his job.
Powerful family.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They're just like, he's still very. They even said it yesterday on MSNBC. They had a headline, Handsome Prime Minister. And it's some sort of a line, like, Handsome Prime Minister with a scowl on face. Like, he's still goddamn good looking. This, he probably looked pretty good in blackface. That face, those angles, the lantern jaw. I bet you blackface looked right on him. If you're a very good-looking person, I guess blackface is all right. But could you imagine if, like, one of our presidents, and that's essentially what just happened, the president of the United States is in blackface, which, let's be honest, we wouldn't be too shocked. It was one time, it was a long time ago, it was a party.
When you're famous, they let you do it.
They let you do stuff.
I don't think I'd be shocked.
I think I'd be like, wow.
Awesome.
That would be the fun part. Yeah. It's like, Mr. President, come on.
Hey, what did you do?
You guys found that? Okay, here. Listen up. This is the way that went down.
Here's five other times they did it, too.
We were working. Yeah, you only found one? Okay, good. Then I could scramble around this one. It was a different time. I was in minstrel shows. Oh, my God. How did we miss this?
Yeah, if that's the case, how bad are the Democrats for not being able
right,
to find it?
Right, if you can't find it. And he actually used to. I used to. Well, for a little while, I was performing in minstrel shows in the Catskills. It was great. I had a stock and shoe polish, and we were killing. So rub it all over my face. Jeez. Sing Mammy. There's probably video, too, you guys can't find, but. How many times can we expect to find this? Oh, several. Trust me. Justin Trudeau is an amateur. What if it's like a bunch of world leaders?
all together
at a party. You know what we should have? We should have the big KUPD lose your job party. And you just come dressed as stuff that would just guarantee, and the whole place is just packed, chock full of people dressed as Nazis and blackface. And
check your phones at the door, like Chappelle.
And nobody can photograph it. Just get it out of your system, Whitey, because evidently there's a gaggle of us that can't wait to do it and pose for photos. Even in 1990, you had to know, and he had to have aspirations. Like, he wasn't sitting back going, you know, I'm going to play lacrosse, right? That's my goal. And then, like, oh, maybe I'll be prime minister. He had to have political aspirations in college, probably. You just don't pose for pictures in blackface ever. How come Ted Danson's not in trouble? And I love Ted Danson.
Well, he was for a time.
Yeah, just for a little bit, but nobody's retroactively attacking him.
That's true. People get over it.
I guess.
Was he dating Whoopi at the time?
Huh?
Was he dating Whoopi at the time?
He was, I think.
Didn't they go as a couple or something?
He was doing something to honor her and it was a Friars Club.
Yeah.
And he went in blackface. It was like the early day roasts. They used to roast and do everything but blackface evidently. But he got in big trouble for it. And then everybody's like, it's okay. It's Cheers. And then he went on and he does other stuff and he's on that new show on NBC that's everybody's kind of high on over at The Good Place. And
they are retroactively getting in trouble, like Sarah Silverman.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. So how come Ted? I don't wonder why it's a pick and choose kind of thing.
Because he doesn't really have anything going on right now,
yeah,
except
he does.
For Good Place.
The Good Place on NBC is doing very well. I mean, Sarah Silverman's got nothing going on, and they attacked her. She just does stand-up, and she had a Wreck-It Ralph
thing. Well,
she
couldn't get a Disney movie or something, right?
She was already in them.
Isn't that the deal?
She was in Wreck-It Ralph twice. I know. I don't understand why that one came out.
Why is it so much on her?
Why is it? I mean, if you were in blackface, shouldn't it offend you no matter who did it? Like, if that's the whole point of the
outrage? Is it because she's Jewish and you're like, hmm?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure out when it applies.
Why do certain people get in more trouble than others?
Right. And you can't blame white privilege because everyone in blackface is white.
What's worse, Trudeau doing blackface or Trump banging a porn star when he's married? I don't know.
Blackface.
Is it worse?
Yeah, I think blackface is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
Melania.
No, I mean, there's personal people. There's individuals. But if there were like 700,000, if there were millions of Melanias who had once at one point been oppressed by the Trump family and held as slaves, and then the Trumps had the nerve to have blackface parties, then yeah, the Melanias could fight back. But I don't know. It's weird. We live in such a weird culture, but I mean, you know, he was wrong. There's no doubt. Being a prime minister and having blackface pictures, that's not going to – and the tension he had to feel for I don't know how many years had to be awful. Just waiting for the day that somebody goes, by the way, that one in this photo is Justin Trudeau. And then, there's more of that. And I got to admire, at least he was honest and said, I got a whole bunch of those. I just haven't talked about them. Because they said he was embarrassed. He said, I'm embarrassed that I didn't talk about
this. My question is, why is it – it's a 2001 photo. It's in black and white. Is it a...
That's weird.
From a newspaper?
I don't know.
If it was in the newspaper, failure all over.
From a private school, is it a yearbook of some kind?
Yeah.
Why is it black and white? Why is 2001 look like
it's
the 50s?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I struggle with that. All the shows from 2000 are yellow now. Like, what happened to the film of the 2000s and the 1990s? But, yeah, I don't understand it. But, yeah, Justin Trudeau's picture definitely looks like it's from the 50s. But it's right after – it's right before Jay Leno took over the Tonight Show, really. We should have some color photographs of this.
It makes it even worse in black and white.
Is it chic blackface?
He is black, too.
Brown face.
Oh, he's got brown face, too. Okay.
Well, if we had color, we would know.
Yeah, we don't know, but
– I can assume.
It was an Arabian Nights party. Is that the one that's photos from?
Yep.
And it is a yearbook. So isn't everyone at the school to blame also? Isn't the yearbook editor going to lose his job doing whatever he does for?
Oh, there's
thinking
the
that's
other
great.
One.
That's funny.
That's the other one.
Oh, we have multiple.
Oh no, he's done several times. That's why when they asked him,
high school or boarding school, wherever he went.
They asked him yesterday, how many other times did you do this? And he's like, I couldn't remember the time you showed me, so I won't go and put a number on it, which means a lot.
Here's the third. Here's the third instance.
He did it all the time.
Man.
Like, he did it every weekend.
He loved it.
He just couldn't get enough of dipping his head in black ink and then going outside with afros. And he just conveniently forgot that.
Oops.
He's been prime minister for a while. How much longer does he have?
About a day by this, probably 24 hours.
I think the elections are coming up for them, aren't they?
Yeah, he even said that. He goes, well, we'll let Canada decide. Like you make look, there he is right there in the yearbook, the blacked out one.
But is it at a point
what if
where
his
like,
yearbook photo he was in blackface?
He just always, fades into the background.
He's always in blackface. He was voted most likely to be in blackface. it's tragic. I didn't even know Canada did blackface. I got to be honest. I thought Canada was
they're too nice for
yeah,
that.
I thought they were just far too kind ever. They're dicks too. They're just northern United States, so I'm sure they've got a whole taste of what we do. Nazi parties and things like that. But I want more photos. I think it's hilarious to watch somebody forget this. I would remember riding a roller coaster in blackface. I'm sorry. That does not slip my mind ever. I don't know where he is there. But
in seconds, they found that stuff. As soon as he said, oh, yeah, there's more.
Oh, there's more. Oh, here, yeah, you're right. Here's the file of you in blackface.
Could you imagine being at Disney about to ride the Incredicoaster? Like,
what?
Next
I can't imagine that. And it would be awesome because it's not me. I'd be like, look at this guy. I can't believe what I'm seeing. We're about to get on Big Thunder Mountain. And this cat's dressed like Buckwheat. I can't believe what I'm looking at.
Man.
And I would have to turn and go, how you doing? To see if he has a voice and everything.
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, you're committed.
What if he dolezals you? I identify as a black
person. I don't care. I'm hanging around that dude at Disneyland. The second best thing of my day is Disneyland.
You're just people
I'm
watching.
I'm hanging
the
with thing. That, dude. I just want to see other people react. I want to see him
walks
walk by
a
group
couple.
Of black families. Yeah. What the f*** is this? How are you doing? He's committed. Do you know that man? Nope. I'm just following him around because I know where the fireworks are.
I'm smart.
S-M-R-T.
Not a smart move. We already know the black families like to fight in Disneyland.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They'll throw chingasos at the Disney. They are unafraid of that.
You wouldn't get real far, yeah, for sure.
No. I would love to see it.
I would like to watch how far.
I bet he'd get through a couple people.
I wish I had.
Yeah, the first couple maybe.
Yeah.
See, this is why shocked. Not everyone can have billions. Because if I did, God. Jeremy would be in blackface and I'd be like, for every minute you're in there, you get $100,000.
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, for every minute. If you get on a ride, $500,000.
The world's your personal playground.
Yeah, that's why I can't have a lot. Because it's going to start turning into me just licking my thumb and chunking off hundreds to poor people to get them to do my bidding. I can't have billions. I would treat the world so poorly. I wouldn't be like that Bill Gates handing it off to charities. It would be charitable and it would be individuals, but it would be Jeremy doing just awful things for hundreds of thousands of dollars. But actually, technically, it would be. It's like what Ricky Gervais did to that poor guy, the idiot abroad. He didn't feel like traveling, so he sent some.
Carl
Pilkington. I don't want to travel. You do it and tell me about it. And he sent that idiot to places that no one ever wants to go and paid him handsomely.
Yeah, I think Ricky Gervais is you. Basically.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, it's Stephen Merchant.
Terrible. Yeah. And, exactly. And I would sit back and just be like, I don't feel it going. Doesn't matter. You do it.
You've got to go. I'm paying you.
Oh, you do it. I'm paying you. I don't want to go, Ricky. Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't it?
You have to watch.
Go. You have to do it.
His episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Is it great?
Yeah, the new one.
He's awesome.
The newest one is good.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. That show bugs me because Jerry gets so smug sometimes.
Some of them are. Weird. A couple of them are boring.
Not even boring. He's
Eddie Murphy's was boring.
I liked Eddie's, though. I didn't think it was funny. It was the only time that Jerry didn't tell everybody, the only funny people are me and whoever I'm sitting with.
Yeah.
And then
there's
they talk.
Insight.
And if it was
oh,
me,
it's such an art to Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but if Brady and I drove around in a car and told the exact same jokes that he and Bill Maher are telling on that show, Jerry would look at it and go, hacks, these are terrible. These guys are just reaching. Because they're not being very funny. They're trying really hard to be funny. The one with Jim Carrey is nauseating.
Yeah. Really?
It's awful. It made me not ever want to watch another episode, but I sat through the Eddie one because I'm a fan, but. Anyway, and Jerry should have done that in blackface just to be more interesting. Black people, I know it's offensive, but you have to admit you kind of love it because it's just the head shaking, like, just you got to be kidding me moment.
you kind of deep down go, let that son of a bitch try it. I know deep down, if I was in a group of black people and I was black, real black, not Justin Trudeau black, but I was there, I would want somebody to come in blackface just to start the work on them, you know, just to go, to get rid of them. It's just announcing yourself as such an idiot. Again, I like when idiots just shout it out. It's great stuff. It's 6:05. We're busy today. The Smash Brothers are going to come in a little bit. Joe Coy's coming in along with Dan Cummins.
Oh, really?
So Joe is coming in after his... This is not fair to comedian Dan Cummins, who is trying to sell tickets to his show. Joe Coy's coming in going, well, I'm sold out tonight and Sunday at Celebrity Theater, so I'm just going to come hang out and show you how to do it, I guess. But Coy will be here. Man, we're loaded, so we got to get this thing going. I think Smash Brothers are probably sitting in the parking lot now.
Probably.
So we'll get them here. They're here tonight. Lovitz is only doing a 7 o'clock show.
Right.
And then they're doing the 10 o'clock tonight. They're great, so if you want to see the Smash Brothers, they're going to come in here. Then 7 o'clock, Brady will do the Brady Report. We got it all mapped out. Coy comes in with Cummins.
Takes over. Next thing you know.
God knows what.
We're done.
He'll just help us like he's a member of the show. That time he was here when Craig Robinson was in. It's great fun. So we'll have him.
You going to have time for the squares?
Yeah, we'll kick them all out by 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got to go.
This will be easy. Just put it in my head. I got it all juggled up in my head. It'll be easy. We'll get this done. Get us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one, and we'll start this whole thing off. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?